Now let's talk about dreams. Dreams are a cherished aspiration. They're a deep felt desire. It's an ambition. It's your vision of your ideal life. Now, like I said, I have big dreams only because God's given them to me. I didn't start out this way. But one of my big dreams, I don't see how I'm going to accomplish it. Honestly, at this point, I have no idea. That's okay, though. It's still my dream. But I want to start an inspirational healing art center. I also want to write children's books. I've had that dream since I was 20. And dreams don't have to involve your vocation or career. One of my dreams is to go on a vacation with my husband. At this point, it would be great if it was just a weekend. I'd accept that. You know, so that's one of my dreams. And I also want to publish books, cards, and art products. So there's some of the passions that I have, but again, I put them in on the back burner because I really wanted to get Brand Identity Quest, all those products done. So what are your dreams? Now, I actually didn't include this in the 20 questions, but that's okay because it is a huge deal. This is probably one of the biggest questions I have. And so find a blank page and write it on that, on the computer or, you know, a notebook line page. Or, you know, write it in your journal. Journaling is extremely valuable to do. Or do a mind map. Do one of those charts. Now, when you do this, think through this question. If money and time were not an obstacle, or money, time, and energy were not obstacles, what would you do? Just take out all the roadblocks and dream. Let yourself dream. So now let's talk about visions, and they're very similar to dreams. Visions are the ability to imagine the future, closely tied, like I said, with dreams and mission. Mission is a strongly felt aim. My vision, like I said before, was to be a work-at-home mom. And further, my vision is to be a wildly successful entrepreneur. I also had this vision of balancing several callings in my life. I wanted a life of excitement. The idea of going to work at 8:30 and going to the office and being there until 5:30, coming home, watching TV, and then doing it over and over and over and over again, it really just bored me to tears. I wanted more of a life of excitement, and hello, I've gotten it, that's for sure. My life is definitely exciting, I'm never bored. And I wanted a life of fruitfulness. I want my life to count for more than just myself. I want to help other people grow and have an impact, and especially help others to know the Lord Jesus. And I wanted a life of giving and abundance because I believe that God is a God of abundance. He owns a thousand cattle on the hills. He gives us a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11, you know? So that is the vision that I had and have for my life. So what is your vision? Now, you can go to the page on page 20 in your lesson, and you can pause the video and type it in the PDF or write it out on your printout. Goals. Let's talk about goals. Goals are the object of your ambition. They're an aim or desired result. Now, unlike dreams and visions, they are specific, measurable, and time-based. Now, my goal, within 20 years, at least, I want to start that art center. Within 1 year, at least within 1 year, I want to be a work-at-home family. In other words, my husband is working toward also being at home, having his own business. And you'll find out more about that later. That's kind of a secret. But anyway, but we also want to be helping others do the same. So what are your goals? Both long-term and short-term. Now, there's several questions under this topic of goals. You can pause this module and go to your module lesson number 1. It's on pages 17 and 18. Again, you can type directly into your PDF document or you can write on your printout. Now here's a goal, a short-term goal for you. What do you hope to get out of this course? I want to have a fabulous time helping and inspiring you. In fact, I am. I actually really love doing this these recordings. In fact, that's a surprising thing about life is years ago, I could barely speak in front of a group. I was so shy, and now I just love doing this kind of thing. So you never know what God is going to do or transform your life to be when you start searching for your colleagues. It's tremendously exciting. Now I want to give you my best, and I'm going to give you my best, and together I want to be able to achieve our dreams. I want you to come away from this course with a new vision for your life and your business, of course. And I want you to have a brand you can start using right away, and a brand that you're thrilled with, that you're proud of. And if you haven't started a business, I want to help you start that business if you don't have one. And if you're have been in business for a while, I want to help you find a way to find more success and increase your bottom line. Or if you're not ready to start a business, I want you to have the knowledge so that you can start one when you're ready. Because, you know, you may be a high school student or college student listening to this. I want to be able to give you the skills you need to make it because, oh my goodness, you know, the teen and college student unemployment is so high, and there's no guarantee that after you graduate from college that you'll find a job. I can remember how hard it was in 1990 when I graduated from college. There was nothing. And if I'd had this knowledge then, if I had also had the computer and the internet like we have now, I wouldn't have gone through so much hardship. So I want to help you avoid that kind of hardship and have a dazzling future in a much sooner time frame than I was able to. So that is what I want you to get from this course. So write down, what do you hope to get out of this course? It's on page 18. Go ahead and pause this video. Now, I mentioned before about purpose-driven marketing. Now, like I said, I am a huge believer in this. I'm very passionate about purpose-driven marketing. Without vision, people perish. Having a purpose in my life, having a why for my life, my school, my homeschool, and my business, and my marriage, everything, it's helped me through the rough times. And I've had a very rocky few years, believe me. It's helped me to make key decisions. I am a person that doesn't want to be stuck. I want to grow. And this quote from Allie Brown, one of my favorite gurus, she was the first person I ever bought a course from. She said, "Don't make decisions from where you are, but from where you want to be." This statement of hers truly changed my life. When I first heard that, my husband and I had this, you know, we had this rental property, and we're having all sorts of problems with the vacation rental business, and we had neighbors attacking us, and we were having a hard time filling it up, and it was so agonizing. And then, you know, the market tanked, and the value of the property plummeted, and what were we going to do? So that saying helped us to let go and realize it was okay if it foreclosed. And that was believe it or not, a very good decision, because we're done with that property. And now we can focus really on where God wants us to be and where He wants us to go. This is why knowing your passions is so important. Now, what is a passion? What are passions? They are an intense desire. It's an enthusiasm. It's what makes your eyes light up. You know, when I was first developing this course over a year ago, I was sharing it with a neighbor, and I was showing her the notebook. I'd printed out all the PDF lessons and put it in a notebook, and I was showing it to her, and she said, "You know, when you talk about this, your eyes light up." And since that time, I've also noticed that when I work on something that I'm really excited about, and I accomplish it. I mean, one time I had done this teleseminar series or this teleseminar, and I started getting signups. And when I was getting signups, I found myself wanting to dance in the kitchen. I was just so enthused. And conversely, you know, things that you're not passionate about, like I said before, things that you dread, your eyes aren't going to light up. You're not going to be thinking about it. But your passions are things that you can't stop thinking about it. You dream about it. I have literally dreamed, you know, during the night about my dreams of starting an art center. It's something that's hugely compelling. It's something that I can't get rid of if I wanted to. It's just part of me. So that's why passions are so important. And obviously you can tell that I'm very passionate about this course. These are some of my passions. I'm passionate about art. I'm especially passionate about taking a piece of art, because I'm not a fine artist, but I love to weave art and literature together. I love to make poetry cards and that kind of thing, posters. It's one of my huge passions. And I'm passionate about excellence. I want to put something in the best, most professional light. And I'm very passionate about independence and freedom. I'm passionate about helping others. And I'm passionate about personal growth. Now, again, another story. I told you, I love to tell stories. When I first started getting into the home-based business world, I got involved in what was then called prepaid legal. And this was my first real business experience. But, you know, I wasn't passionate about it. It wasn't a burning desire for me to tell people about it. Although now, of course, prepaid legal is called Legal Shield. I wouldn't do without it. And it's a very valuable service, and it saved us thousands of dollars. But I don't have this burning passion to stand up on a rooftop and say, hey, everybody, you need a Legal Shield membership. I just don't have that kind of passion. My passion is, like I said, this course and artwork. That is why I keep going back to Angel Art. Sometimes, you know, I get distracted. One time I tried a gift basket company, and wow, that sounded neat, you know, but I didn't have a passion for it, and I found out that by working on that business, it would take away time from my working on my Angel Arts business. And so there was a conflict there, and I've come again and again to this place where my passion is Angel Arts, and I just need to say no to everything else. And I've had to do it over and over again because there are so many opportunities out there. So it's just a little example of what can happen when you don't follow your passions. And I see this especially with women, stay-at-home mothers who want to earn supplemental income. They see this direct selling company or they see this network marketing company, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with them, but I'm just saying make sure that it fits your passions and that you really are enthused about it deep down, not just because you want to make money. So that's just, again, my story about why passions are so important. And again, I described the book to you before about how I wrote a branding book, and I don't care. I have no idea how many copies it sold. I really do not care. Now, when I write my own book that I'm going to be working on here in the next year, I'm going to be very passionate about that because I have ownership of it, and it is a part of who I am. It's the essence of who I am. So, what are your passions? Excuse me. Again, pause this module and go to your module lesson number one. The question is found on page 19. Now, what's your purpose, your reason for existence in your life and business? What is your life mission? You can print directly in your PDF document, or you can write it out in your printout on page 18 and 19. And saying that, I may have gotten ahead of myself, but, you know, your big why. That's what this question is all about. Your purpose, your mission, your callings, your reason for existence. All very important questions. Now, my callings. This is the chart I was telling you about. On the top, I have my passion. My ultimate passion is to worship God with all of my being. And then I work it down to my purpose, which is to become close with Jesus and to share that with others. And my task, to be a minister of the gospel. My mission, to bring the healing touch of Jesus to wounded people. Now, I can't think of... Oh, wow. Again, my passion of helping people reach for dazzling futures. People like me who have been victimized by the economy, you know, we're definitely wounded people, and people out there who are unemployed are definitely wounded, and my heart goes out to them, and I want to help. So that is part of my mission, to bring the healing touch of Jesus to wounded people, showing them the love, comfort, forgiveness, and mercy He has shown me. And He has shown me a great deal of mercy, especially in showing me that I can indeed embrace my role as an entrepreneur. And anyway, that mission works itself out to all my callings, which on the left is music performance. And like I said, that I put on the back burner for now, but you know, I'll get back to it. And then there's my writing. And this year I want to write a book and get that on Amazon. And then marriage and family, that's the pillar of my life. And then publishing. You know, I have written or published several ebooks, and there's more that I want to publish, and I want to get into, like I said, publishing with Amazon. And then people development, which this course is a big part of that. But I also want to lead Bible studies. And, you know, I want to be involved more with young people. I love working with teens. So that is an example of my calling chart. And it really did or has been a life changer. In fact, I have this on my refrigerator, so I won't forget. Now, let me talk a little bit about my business vision. Transformation. That is what sums it up for me. My vision is to be a vehicle for God's glory. And you can go to my About Me page. In fact, in the handouts, if you click on that link, you can go to my About Me page on my Angel Art site and read more about what my vision is. So, strengths and weaknesses. That's the next topic. Strengths and weaknesses help you to know where to focus. It also helps you to know what to outsource. You know, if you're not very techie, you might want to outsource your website. Although, you know, I think that you have to be careful with that, because if you outsource it totally, if you don't have any control of it, you may be waiting for that person to do the work and they will leave you hanging. And also, website designers don't really understand the marketing requirements of a website. They will help you make a fancy brochure, but they don't necessarily understand the inner workings of marketing, internet marketing with a website. So that's just an aside. But that's what assessing your strengths and weaknesses helps you to do. Now, my strengths and weaknesses, I can see my strengths, I can see a big picture. I have new ideas. I'm always asking, well, why not? I have, like I said, creativity. I'm good at planning. I love to plan. Sometimes I like to plan more than I like to actually do the work. But again, that's a weakness. Design, obviously, is one of my strengths. I also am good at encouraging others. I'm good at listening. Now, my weaknesses, I'm very good or bad or whatever you would say. It's very easy for me to procrastinate. It's very easy for me to not be consistent. It's easy for me to be overwhelmed, especially with all that I have on my plate. And it's easy for me to have feelings of self-rejection. And some other areas that I didn't write down is, you know, I'm not a trained accountant, although that I can do the work. It's not a passion of mine. It's not a particular strength. So it's things like that that you have to assess, and it will help you figure out what you need to concentrate on and what you need to outsource. So what are your strengths and weaknesses? Again, you can pause this module and go to lesson number 1, pages 20 and 21. You can print directly into your PDF document or type directly, or you can write it out on your printout. Okay, last question. What is the number one point you want to make with a brand with a new brand identity. Now, this might change, so don't worry. You're not set in stone here, but you just need to write something down, your vision of what you want to communicate immediately. Now, remember that you have 5 to 30 seconds to make a first impression, especially on the, you know, we're talking on the internet or in an ad, wherever you have your name out there. So you need to think through, what do you want your prospect to immediately get? Okay? So you can write that down on page 21 of your lesson. Now, my number one point, I wanted to show that I'm reaching toward the heavens, toward the arts. That little picture of me, it's one my mom took back when I was 2 or so, or maybe even 18 months, I don't know. But I wanted to play the piano. That is one of my first memories, is just could not wait to take lessons. In fact, I had my brother teach me how to play fleur-de-lis. I just learned it by watching what he did. So, but that just describes me as a person. I've always wanted to excel and reach toward new heights. Okay, so that is the first module video screencast. Now, what's next? Okay, what you need to do is watch the bonus video that goes with this module. And then complete your lesson number one assignments. It's there in the back of lesson number one. And it also includes a handy checkoff. So, you know, when you get it, don't you just love checking things off? Done, done, done. Such a great feeling. So that's there included in the lesson. And then prepare for the next module, which is branding definitions. Read through your lesson PDF number 2 of the same title about the branding definitions. And that's it. So, thank you for watching or listening to this module, and I will see you next time. This is Dana Susan Beasley of AngelArts.biz. Bye-bye.